Hi, this is Chris calling from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and the survey is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, or not exclusively male nor female?
Female.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
65.
Thank you. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Spanish. Puerto Rican.
Okay, thank you. And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? Is it 12th grade or below, no high school diploma? Is it high school graduate or diploma or equivalent? Yes?
11th
grade. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
About a 6.
And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat satisfied or dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate so. The first one on the list is the Republican Party.
Somewhat, I guess.
And on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means very cold and 10 means very warm?
About a 5.
Then we have Kamala Harris.
About a 5.
Then we have the Democratic Party.
The same thing.
Then we have Senator Bob Casey Jr.
About a 5, 10.
What about Joe Biden?
About a 9.
Then we have Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. And the last one we have is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
About a 5.
Out of 5. Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent or third party?
Biden.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote? For whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, which says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
Number one.
Statement A, and do you think is somewhat more statement A or much more statement A?
A.
Much more or just somewhat?
Yes.
Much more. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future, or our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Three.
The third one?
Yes.
Thank you. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the country?
I guess positive.
Thank you. Then we have your own future.
Positive.
And the future of the planet.
Positive.
Thank you very much. Now, do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or do you think it will be about the same?
The same.
About the same. Thank you. Now, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I don't know enough about the candidates. It is too difficult for me to vote. Because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't have time to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, other that you would like to add, or none of the above.
None of the above.
Thank you. And who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Do you think it's MAGA Republicans, racist Republicans, Democrats, all politicians, or none of the above?
Number two.
A racist politicians?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, below we have a list of potential threats to democracy in America. Mm-hmm. God damn it.